okay with that.
Dave Hansen, you were right. You certainly don't get that from Appy, do you?
No, not very often.
41 seconds left in this first half. It's a six-point game. 14-8, Harbor Beach leads the LB Bearcats in week number five. Two bitter rivals going back and forth. And this is another booming kick from Gentner. This one bounces in the end out of the back of the end zone. Nothing against Kendall, but that certainly was aided by the wind.
No doubt about it, but it was still boomed, but that wind is certainly helping carry the football. As you mentioned, I was impressed with the first one. I think he beat that one by five more yards. He flies it out the back of the end zone, but that's perfect. You don't want those special teamers of Ubley, especially Lemke, Spicer, to catch that ball and get a bunch of momentum coming down the field. That's when you give up big special teams returns. Now Ubley has to go down the field, 41 seconds, 80 yards on this Pirate defense. Not a very easy thing to do, but Ubley does have all their timeouts.
First and 10 for Ubley, and they hand it off to Ethan Lemke across the 25-yard line, dives out to the 27 for a 7-yard gain. Devin Finkel on the stop, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down, 3 to go with less than 30 seconds to play. Ubley, no hurry.
Devin Finkel's the first one to get there to knock him off his feet. Other Pirates in the secondary come up to make sure that that's it. No timeout there for Ubley. They're going to run one more play, and I think we can go to the half.
14-8, Harbor Beach leads by 6. Casey Sweeney with 10 seconds left against the snap. Hands it off to Ethan Lemke. Breaks free of one tackle, running to the sideline. He is stopped short of the, and the clock continues to roll after a 10-yard gain. Mason Yon on the stop, and they stop the clock momentarily with 2 seconds left to move the chains. And more than likely, that is how the half will end. I take that back. Ubley calls a timeout with 2 seconds left.
Not sure what possible option they have, but keep in mind, when we were in Sandusky, we did see Ubley spread it out a little bit and potentially, you know, throw the football a little. Now, they are dead into this win, so I don't foresee that happening. But you never know what Ubley has created. Jim Becker has thrown in some unique things in his offense.
2 seconds left here. Unfortunately, Dave, they are facing into the wind if they're going to come out in that spread formation like they did. But regardless, a lot of deadly weapons there. Casey Sweeney on the run.
Absolutely, and if they could find a way to get it into Ethan Lemke's hand, he's their most explosive player. So I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do except maybe just run. They could just simply run the ball here, hope to get a good block or a missed tackle and go to the distance. That could be that simple here, Clark. But they're under center. We'll see what they decided on.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Sweeney is under center in that T formation. Keeps it for himself. Lead blocker around the right end. And he is stopped at the 42-yard line after a 5-yard gain. Nathan Seaman on the tackle. And that is how we end the second quarter. Harbor Beach leading the Ubley Bearcats after 24 minutes of play. 14-8 right here on the WLW Sports Network. Stay tuned. We'll have all of your first half stats right after this on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery and your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You work hard for your money, so you better spend it wisely. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, get $100. You'll get $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. If two people on your plan upgrade, that's $200. Three people, $300. It's that simple. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky before September 30th or you lose out. It's time to make the switch to your local cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. We've got you covered. Terms of service apply.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our Ready Care clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Listening to WLW Sports at the half as the Harbor Beach Pirates lead the LB Bearcats 14-8. After two quarters of play, we check in with Dave Hansen, who has our scoring plays.
LB got on the board first. They were the only scorer in the first quarter. Casey Sweeney, a 63-yard run, or a 47-yard run, tackled at the 7. The very next play, he scores on his own, a 7-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good, as the LB Bearcats at the end of the first would lead Harbor Beach 8-0. Harbor Beach would respond quickly in the beginning of the second quarter on a Devin Finkel 1-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion would be good, and Harbor Beach would tie the ball game. Harbor Beach would get the ball last at the end of the half, and Seaman scores on a reverse play on an option, takes it into the house. Harbor Beach would score. The two-point conversion would be no good, but Harbor Beach at home takes the lead 14-8 after one fast half of football.
Most certainly. We got done to that half about just at 45, 48 minutes or so, and now we listen in before we get to our individual stats. We'll see if our mics are able to pick up through this gale force wind tonight in Harbor Beach, as the Harbor Beach Marching Band is on the field in those black uniforms. A
It looks like it's too tough there. Unfortunately, we won't be able to listen into the marching band at the half. So let's go into those individual stats. The Harbor Beach offense with a 33-yard advantage over Ubley, 134 yards for Harbor Beach, 101 for the Bearcats. Leading the way for the Harbor Beach, that's, we have not had a single pass in this game, mostly because of the current weather conditions. All on the rush. 31 plays for Harbor Beach's offense, 15 for the Bearcats. Leading the way for the Harbor Beach Fires would be Devin Puff with 10 carries, 44 yards on the night. Michael Anderson, quarterback, 7 carries, 31 yards. Devin Fingle, 5 carries, 23 yards, and a 1-yard score. Nathan Seaman.